Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Hey, my goodness. Here we are. Big shout out to Christian Television Network audience around the nation and around the world. Our radio audience and the Gulf Coast.
Yes.
Every day, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. We're so honored to be there with our sponsors and our partners in your living room every single weekday. And so make sure you catch us there. If you don't catch us on the radio, we're going to be in your living room talking to you, hopefully giving you a light perspective. And so we talked about yesterday, and I want to continue to tell you to brace yourself. Just this morning, we'll talk more about that. You're starting to hear things that we've been talking about for quite some time. And this is not about storing up a little food and a little water. Mm-hmm. You got to store up some wisdom. There's some things you're going to need to do to be able to survive. We cannot think about America the way it has been. But understand this, that if we walk this thing out right, even though it may be tough for a while, that if we turn our hearts to God and begin to do what's right, and we can walk this thing out, and maybe the Lord will give us, let us keep our country. Mm-hmm. You know, that the original word was we'd have to fight for it the way our founding fathers fought for it in the beginning, which I just can't, you know, it's going to take a lot of mindset changing for people that are willing to stand up and, first of all, read the Constitution. What a concept, you know, read it. You need to have a little booklet with you, you know. And when you hear about National Rifle Association, you know, that's the NRA. That's the Second Amendment. That's what they're representing. They're not representing guns or anything. They're representing the Second Amendment of the Constitution. Sure. It's your Constitution that this country's made up of our decisions and what we do. And you have a right to protect yourself and a right to defend yourself and to right to bear and possess arms. And what's about to happen, I mean, the first thing they're going to want to do is to take away our constitutional rights, bring in things like martial law, you know, and flip a switch.
And things that people don't think that could actually happen, but we actually saw it happen during the hurricane. We experienced that. There's nothing like a National Guard person standing there with an assault weapon. Saying,
every one of them had guns, didn't they?
Go home.
Go home. It's like,
go home.
No gas. Who cares? You're like, I'm going to have gas to get back. You know? I mean, we were like a military convoy trying to head to this one gas station. But they all had guns. They all had the assault rifles. You had all the military vehicles. Because martial law is this. Because the Constitution says the military cannot be over anybody in America. It cannot use its force in America unless the president declares martial law. And even President George Washington declared martial law sometimes. So properly used, it's an important thing. Mm-hmm. But also it can be wrongly used.
Sure.
And what that means is basically all of our constitutional rights are suspended at that moment. Mm-hmm. And so they can do anything. If they feel like you're a looter, that's somebody who's like breaking into something, they can shoot you on the spot. Versus when there is no martial law, then they have to arrest you and take you before courts and try you before your peers and your jury and then wait for the answer back. But in martial law, they just go pop.
You know, and it's dark with no lights in a hurricane.
That's right. That's right. You know, by the way, just to give you a little tips up. And so, prudent preparation. Prudent preparation is on VFN TV. You can watch it. And it just begins to get you to start thinking outside the box of what you need to think like. You need to begin to just broaden your horizons of our present spoiled environment and understand, you know, if everything's shut off. I mean, go out to your house, go out to your house or your apartment, whatever, not your apartment. I don't know. It depends. If your house, if you own it, and flip your breaker, just flip the big breaker on your house and go for about 2 or 3 days and just watch your kids squirm, watch your relationships be challenged, and just kind of feel what that feels like. And now imagine if every breaker was flipped for a period of time in your city and your nation. And understand that the cyber attack type things is they'll have to shut down the power grid to be able to prevent it from viruses hitting it. They'll have to shut down
They can stop. You can stop a virus from moving through the system if you shut down the system.
Mm.
So if they can say, hey, you know, we're thinking that there's a huge virus about to hit, and that's the first thing, that's their biggest concern right now. That's their concern, not ours, but that's the biggest concern.
Right.
Is this, so they shut down all the internet.
Sure.
You know, and there's so many people, like, you know, that, you know, the reason why they give televisions to prisoners is to help them forget they're in jail.
Hello.
You know, and if you get rid of your television, you might find out you're in jail. Well, there's a lot of people that are in bondage right now, but they don't know it because they have some sort of apparatus. Maybe it's an iPad, maybe it's an Android phone, maybe it's an iPhone, but it's not, mm-hmm. they're not, they don't really have a life,
mm-hmm.
you know? There's this commercial, see the commercial of this little girl, this young daughter or whatever, and she's going, she's looking at her parents' Facebook, and she's got like all these, quote, friends to her Facebook, and she looks at her parents' Facebook, and she goes, oh, man, these guys, bless their heart, they only have like 20 friends. Mm-hmm. And so she finds herself giving them a friend, helping them out. And then they flash to her parents, and her parents are like in the mountains riding mountain bikes and looking at the things and just having right. this wonderful time, right?
Yeah.
And then they flash back to her, and she's watching some video of some kitten doing some tricks. He goes, oh, look at this kitten video. It's like, right. you know, it's like two different worlds. But there's a lot of the population that's just what they're at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you have to understand, people are going to be upset if they didn't know they were in jail.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be upset if they find out that I've been locked up and I don't know. And there's going to be, you know, people that have a vengeance on their mind and anger and rage. And rage stands for raw anger going everywhere. And they're going to be upset. And the blame factor and the expectation factor. I thought you were going to take care of me. And that's what Isaiah talks about. He says, then you're going to roam the land and you're going to begin to look up at and curse God, and you're going to curse your king, which is your government. And then you're going to go, and people are going to begin to rob and steal and do all this kind of stuff. I mean, all these different things are about to happen to America unless the church repents.
Right.
It's not a political answer, folks.
Hmm.
It is not. America is a byproduct. The United States of America is a byproduct of Christians who sought to worship God freely. And if you have not yet seen, and you can find about this on the VFN Torch, you know, Monumental, you know, seeing the movie, you can see the trailer on the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com, and it's monumental. That will just change your paradigm of understanding. It wasn't about, you know, burying a piece of fish and a corn seed to be able to grow corn and having turkey with the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a desperate desire to be able to come to America to just worship God.
Yeah, we talked about it on the Torch too. You can see it on the Torch.
Well, make sure you do that. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
This is Focus on the Family Minute, and I'm John Fuller. Jill Savage was tempted to tell her friends that her marriage was fine, despite some serious struggles. She found out, though, that being honest about those problems actually encouraged her friends.
I went home that day, and my phone started ringing off the hook of moms that were sitting in that room and saying, thank you for being so honest. We're a mess. We're struggling in our marriage. It's a very difficult season for us. And the very thing that I feared would happen, which was that I would lose integrity, actually the opposite happened. I gained integrity with those women because of the willingness to be honest.
We're all longing for authenticity, and God can work powerfully through our weaknesses. You'll find the strength you need to be honest and to have a thriving relationship at FocusOnTheFamily.com/marriage.
You know, when I'm sitting here thinking about, you know, the Lord, our God, that when he was with his people, and we could read the word of God, and he shows us, he demonstrated his ability to provide for his people in the wilderness. The first thing he did when he delivered Israel out of bondage and slavery was to take them in a place that they had to totally see that he was going to provide for them no matter what. They were surrounded by conditions with no water and no provision, and they just had to trust God. They had to abide with God. And think about that. And God demonstrated
his ability to meet their needs despite what was going on in their economy, in their ecology, with their environment, with the heat and the weather and all that. As a matter of fact, listen to Brother John Kilpatrick with Church of His Presence, and I'll be right back.
And the other day, the Holy Spirit said this to me. He said, tell the church, son, when you get back up to preach, he said, tell the church that these things are going to get worse. He said, but tell them, for those that will live by my word, it'll have no effect on them whatsoever. He said, it'll have no effect on them. And what the Holy Spirit here is saying is, what the Holy Spirit is saying is, even though the economy, like what prophets are saying right now, is that there may be some states in the United States that might be not friendly toward Israel, or they might be real liberal, and they're going to start suffering financially.
Yeah.
And there might be other states in the United States that loves Israel and loves God, and they're a God-fearing state, and they have a good governor and good legislature, and they're trying to please God, and they're just going to prosper and get all kinds of new businesses and everything. The Holy Spirit said, just as that's working like sheep states and goat states in the United States, he said the same thing's going to happen in a city that whoever tithes and obeys me and loves me and serves me, I will pour out my favor on them and my blessings upon them. And nothing can thwart my blessings on these people. They're going to be a demonstration to everyone around them what it means to be a child of God. So I want to encourage you right now in Jesus' name, God is about to bless your socks off right under the devil's nose.
That's so encouraging. That's exactly what, you know, that God's been sharing with us. That's what we're hearing from Rick Joyner and Morningstar Ministries, and those are hearing from the Lord. Listen, don't panic. You're about to be a sign. You're about to be a wonder if you're abiding with God. Jesus said very specifically in John 15, 5 through 7, he says, I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, or abide in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. Think about this. He says, if you remain in me and my word remains in you, ask whatever you wish and it'll be done for you. Just like God provided for Israel in the wilderness, the manna that came down in the morning, the shade, and when everybody else is hot, they were covered. God's going to take care of you if you stick with God. You begin to abide with him. If you don't know how to abide with him, you want to begin to abide with him. You know Jesus, but you want to abide, learn how. We have a simple plan for you. You can go to iabide.org, iabide.org, and request your simple plan today. Listen, if you're walking in obedience and abiding with the Lord, hearing his voice, relating to him, he's got you covered. That's iabide.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We're going to be talking in today's program, obviously not baseball. We're going to talk about the secret to being overcomer and some of the things that others have done in their lives to step outside of physical limitations. But you may have personal limitations, and you may, you know, feel that, my goodness, you know, I'm setback after setback, struggle after struggle, hardship after hardship, and you don't see where that's, you know, you can make it. Well, we want to encourage you today that you can make it. All things are possible for those who believe. And in Christ, you're more than an overcomer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're more an overcomer because God has overcome everything. And he's conquered death, hell, and the grave. And if God can do that, my goodness, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Ask the woman in Philly who took care of the guy on the subway that we talked about. She knew who was on the inside
that's
of her,
right,
and she dealt with it. But we're going to talk more about that in today's program. Also, seeking the Lord while he may be found. There is a time to seek the Lord, but when the time is up, the time is up. And we want to make sure that we encourage you in that as well. Steve's going to be talking about entering the rest of God, and we're looking forward to that as well. But I want to jump right into how many times, you know, we enter a place in our life, maybe, or we come to a place of being discontent. Many people are basically struggling with all kinds of obstacles. And we live in a society and a culture that basically has huge expectations for things to be perfect. I mean, it has to be ideal. It has to be quick. You got to go to a baseball game. You got to be entertained. Every 5 seconds, you got to be entertained.
For more than four innings.
You can't enjoy, but we have a society that wants instant gratification.
Uh-huh.
And they want all their desires met. Mm-hmm. And they want it met now. And most of all, they have this sense that life owes them something. No matter what, you know, life owes them a good time, let's say, I mean, at a ball game, owes them a good time at home or in games or whatever. Life owes them a good job, a good spouse, great kids, and they're sadly disappointed when they realize that life just happens. That's not life. You know, Jesus already told us that in this life, you will have troubles. Mm-hmm. You will have trials. You will have tribulations. Mm-hmm. But cheer up, because I have overcome the world. And Jesus was an overcomer. And the truth is that all of this self-focus and all of this, you know, these mindsets where the world owes me basically results in countless hours of focusing on what appears to be the problem instead of focusing on the solution. You know, when you're constantly involved in woe is me, I'm constantly focused on the struggle, constantly focused on the obstacle, what you're doing is magnifying the problem because you're focusing on it. And David found out that the key was to magnify the Lord and to make God in his own eyes bigger than the things that he was facing. And that's the thing that we need to do. We need to stop focusing on the trials. We need to stop focusing on the hardship, the thing that just happened last week or 2 minutes from now, and talking about it. You're exasperated by it. You're frustrated about it. And it's like, knock it off. Mm-hmm. Put your eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of your faith. And when you put your eyes on the Lord and you put your eyes on what God can do, those troubles seem to go away. Because you're not magnifying them. You're not paying that fire at your feet any attention. And it's amazing how bad your situation may appear when you're just focusing on yourself. But when you venture to peek out the window or look across the street or look across your town and the world and see other people suffering, you may realize that your situation is not bad at all. And Paul tells us in Philippians that he learned the secret. That's what he says in Philippians. He's learned the secret to being content. Paul said, listen, I know what it's like to have a lot. I've had seasons in my life where I've had a lot. And he says, I've also known how it is to have a little. Mm-hmm. He's experienced both in life. And maybe you will, most probably you will, experience those seasons in your life. Times of tremendous blessings and then times of tremendous difficulties and trials. But he says, I found out the secret. And we want to share that secret with you. He says that in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes I hear that scripture quoted as a motivation, as a source of inspiration, and as a quote just to for people to apply to their lives just to accomplish something. But I don't believe that that's the true context of a meaning of what that scripture means. It says, I can do all things through Christ. I think that what Paul was trying to say is that I can endure. I can have grace to overcome. I can have the ability through God and the anointing on my life to go through any situation that I face. And that's what grace is. Grace is the supernatural ability to do what you could not do on your own. And when we get back from this break, we're going to talk about how we can excel in this grace. Mm-hmm. How can we excel in this anointing in our life to rise above the trials, to rise above the struggles, and to be more than a conqueror, to be an overcomer in God. God has called us to do great exploits in him because we know him. But do we know our problems more than we know God? I want to encourage you, put your eyes on Jesus, that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. And that's what's happening. Your faith is being tested. You're being tested and tried. Mm-hmm. And the thing is like, what are you going to do? You know, what are you going to do? You're right in the middle of it. And you could either, you know, ignore the trial. You could focus on the trial. You know, you can fall back and be destroyed by the trial. Sometimes you just got to step up. You got to step in and you have to step through. All three are important in when it comes to facing your trial. So you got to step into the situation and say, I am in this trial. I got to face the fact, like Abraham did, that, listen, I'm 100 years old and my body's as good as dead. I got to face the fact. I got to see this is reality. But just because we face reality doesn't mean that we have to, you know, submit to reality. The truth is that God's truth supersedes fact.
Mm-hmm.
Fact may be one thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm sick right now, but God's truth is that by God, Jesus' stripes, I am healed. And truth always can deal with facts. And so you got to face the fact. You have to face your trial. You have to step into the trial and decide that through Christ, I can do this. I can humble myself. I can lean on the Lord, and God can empower me to supernaturally go through.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you're in the middle of the trial,
mm-hmm.
you can either shrink back
mm-hmm.
or you can go through. And you don't want to get weary.
Yeah, and the rest of that scripture you just pointed out in James, it also says perseverance. Oh, actually, back up. It says because the testing of your faith develops perseverance, and perseverance must finish its work so you can be mature
mm-hmm.
and complete and not lacking anything. The problem is most believers, when these trials face them, they run from them. Yeah. That's why we've got so many immature believers.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I remember times in my life where things would hit me and I'd fall flat on my face, you know, because I failed the test miserably. But I had the boldness at that time to say, all right, Lord, I know I messed up. Could you give me that one more time?
Yeah.
I'd like to mature in this right. because yeah. I know it's a weakness in my life.
Yeah.
And it's so important to God. I mean, even in that situation, that opportunity came that night or the next day.
It came very soon thereafter. But God is faithful. He will let you. Okay.
But it just goes to show how important it is to God, because he wants us to grow. And when we get that perspective mm-hmm. of just saying, okay, I really missed that one. I really need to get this. And it's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's like when you see it come again, it's just like, okay, I need to respond like Jesus would respond. Or God, help me to see mm-hmm. what I need to see in this. Right. I need to learn what I need to learn.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's important. It's important that we understand what's happening and that we don't waste the trial. And I like what you said, Pat, that you were saying, listen, I mean, I failed it. I need to go through it. But this is what develops you. This is what develops you as a believer to be able to go through the fires. I mean, a lot of people want to see, Daniel got thrown in the lion's den, and I want to see the lions get lockjawed and not bite me. Well, you got to first go into the lion's den. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people want to have the victories, but they don't want to have the battles.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people want to have the testimony, but they don't want to go through the test. And the truth is that when you go through the test, when you go through the trial, that there's an anointing on your life now because you've overcome.
Mm-hmm.
You've went through. You got to step up, step in, you know, and go through these things. And now you have an anointing on your life to overcome. And you can bring others through that same trial, through that same struggle, because you've done it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can only take people to the place that you've been. And so we want to be able to approach mm-hmm. God humbly and say, God, help us, empower us. Empower us
mm-hmm.
to go through
right.
and not shrink back. We are not those that shrink back and destroyed as are not destroyed, as Hebrews says. But we are those that advance and overcome.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to watch as this is amazing. Oprah had a life class with Rick Warren. And in this life class, you're going to see something remarkable by a young man named Nick. When we come back from this break, we're going to share with you a little bit of an inspiration, if you will, about what you can do when you put God first in your life. And we're talking about being an overcomer and not letting trials set you back, but in God overcoming. And when the church, a few of us get together and we become overcomers and we help other people become overcomers collectively mm-hmm. together as the body, we're stronger that way.
Mm-hmm.
We're not only united with each other, we're bearing each other's burdens, but now we also have a multiplied exponential anointing, if you will, to help and go back and bring others with us so that we can continue to do great exploits for God. But I want you to see What happens in this life class with Rick Warren and Oprah Winfrey as they talk about, you know, dealing with, you know, with the cards that you're dealt with, and a surprise guest that's in the audience, and how he has overcome in his life. Watch this.
Let me just say to all of you on Facebook right now, to everybody who has a complaint on the tip of your tongue, I want you just to shut your mouth and watch this tape, because Pastor Rick had one request for tonight's show, to include a man who he says is one of the best examples of winning the hand you're dealt. This is going to shut your mouth. It's going to shut your mouth. Just close it right now. Take a look at this.
Born in Australia without arms or legs, 30-year-old Nick Vujicic has become a symbol of triumph against all odds. His inspiring YouTube videos have been watched over 100 million times.
It's a lie to think that you're not good enough. It's a lie to think that you're not worth anything.
But the road to self-acceptance was excruciating for Nick. For years, he was harassed and tormented at school. When he was 10, Nick attempted suicide. After years of feeling worthless and alone, Nick's awakening came while reading an article about a disabled man who refused to let physical limitations hold him back. In that moment, Nick says he discovered the power to take control of his life, and he has. Today, Nick surfs, he snorkels, he golfs, and plays soccer. He's traveled to 44 countries with his message of hope.
Even the worst part of your life can come together for the good.
And less than a year ago, Nick married the love of his life and danced at their wedding.
Nick's in our audience tonight. Say hello to Nick. We're standing up for Nick. Now, this is what's so unbelievable. As you've heard, people complain about the spots on their face, and people complain about not having a boyfriend and not being able to have the mates of their life. What happened to you that you were able to take all of take your chemistry, being born with no arms and no legs, take your connections, your relationships, your life circumstances, mm-hmm. your state of consciousness, and then choose, make the conscious choice yeah. that you were going to take all of that, which the rest of the world looks at, you know, undeniably as a pretty bad hand, and that you were going to turn it into something, you were going to be exalted by it. What happened to you that you were able to do that?
Oprah, I know that you love to think out of the box and have things outside of the box in your yeah. show. Yeah. And I know that you love illustration. So if I may illustrate in about 180 seconds, can I do something a little crazy, but it'll
Certainly.
Be powerful?
Go
Is that
right
cool?
Ahead.
You got a camera behind me, right?
Yeah.
I got to show you. Come. This step right here, is there enough light here?
Okay.
The chemistry. I was born without arms and legs. The chemistry I could not change in my life. I know that God didn't give me this pain. But what the enemy tried to use for bad, he turned into good.
Yeah.
Man, the connections. I want to tell Porsche, look, I'm a guy, I love cars, okay? And I love Porsches more than Ferraris, okay? and I want everyone to know that we are wonderfully and fearfully made. And until you can actually understand that we are all wonderfully and fearfully made from God, I want you to know that you will always be trapped and chained and you will be stopped. But when you have the incredible power of faith in action, nothing holds you back. And you're beautiful just the way that you are. No worries. For me, I felt the connection. Yeah. For me in my life, I'm thinking, man, I'm not going to get married. I can't, you know, can't even hold my wife's hand. What connection am I going to have? But you know what? All things come together for the good for those who love him. Man, this is a little bit high. I'm going to break my arm, man. This is pretty crazy. All right.
I'm going to break my arm.
Circumstances. Being okay. born without arms and legs, man, it's all about choice. You asked me what it was. I had parents who were my heroes. They always said, you can either be angry for what you don't have or be thankful for what you do have. Do your best and God will do the rest. And then consciousness, because I gave my life to Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, and the renewing of my mind,
hallelujah, wow,
I knew that I could be unstoppable.
Amazing. Amazing. Wow. Amazing.
Hi.
Hello. Hello.
Love you.
Love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Taking VFN Radio and VFN TV anywhere you want to go, Wi-Fi or no-fi. Why? Because of the podcast. We have podcasting available for you right now. What happens with podcasts? You go to VFNTV.com, click on the podcast, choose the source of podcast that you want to receive it in based on your particular device, computer or mobile device, and realize it just automatically will do what you set it up to do. It will download it while you're having lunch. It'll download it while you're at work. And then when you're driving anywhere in the world, flying anywhere in the world, even when you're on an airline, they say turn off all these mobile phones. You still can actually listen to what's already on your playlist, which would be downloaded programs and highlights from VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and I want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience around the nation, around the world. I want to welcome on the Gulf Coast every single weekday, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. We're so humbled about being there, but we know that God has called us to be able to be light, you know, on the Gulf Coast. On the Gulf Coast and on VFN Radio around the nation and around the world. We're just getting requests in from Pakistan. We'll say a big shout out to all of our sisters and brothers in Pakistan, as our president would say, to be able to, you know, come and somehow participate and speak, you know, mm-hmm. in a virtual way. There's just so many different ways to be able to just give hope and share. Mm-hmm.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Absolutely amazing.
Wow.
Absolutely amazing. Nick Vujicic, wow. No arms, no legs. Mm. And you think about, you have problems?
Wow.
Yeah.
You have struggles? Listen, it's not to minimize the things that you're going through and things that you're facing, but I would dare say that someone that has no arms, someone that has no legs, and has overcome such physical limitations is absolutely amazing. It's a testimony to us of how wonderful and how beautiful God is and how God can redeem any situation. So yes, I mean, you may be facing a trial that you actually caused. There's some trials that we go through that God sovereignly brings us into, but there's some that we bring ourselves into. No matter how you got yourself into this mess, rest assured that God is the one that can certainly get you out, and don't waste the trial. So many times people waste the trial. They complain about the trial. They magnify the trial. And they make it, you know, they wear their trial like a badge of honor and saying, listen, it's not about the trial. It's about the one who can bring you through the trial. It's the one who can help you to overcome with him. And, you know, the only person who's a candidate for a healing and to see a miracle is the person that's actually sick. Outside of that, you're not a candidate for a healing.
Right.
And if you want to see a miracle, maybe you got to be in a place where a miracle is needed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can see the hand of God move in a powerful, powerful way. I love what he says, that what the enemy meant for evil, God turned for good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you got to say today in your own situation, that although this may be bad, although this may have resulted because of what the enemy has done in my life or my family's life, I'm not going to get bitter, but I'm going to get better. And I'm going to overcome and I'm going to begin to trust God in my life. I'm not going to get angry, because that's what you can do. You can get angry for what you don't have, as Nick said, or you can begin to be joyful for what you do have. And I'm telling you that we live in a society that really you got to pinch yourself. I was just having this conversation last night. I mean, in a society where you have, you know, 24-hour television, umpteen thousand channels, internet galore, multiple tablets and iPads and iPods, you have all, you know, today you have two and three vehicles in the home, TVs in every room. I mean, we have so many things at our disposal and so many things that we can look at that help us to get beyond our natural borders or even our own hometown. The person who lives in a population of 10 can still explore the world from the most rural areas. Think about that. And yet, with the amazing abundance of food and the different tastes that we have and all the different things that are available to us to consume and eat for our pleasure, all the different activities that are available, America lives for fun. I mean, tourism, believe me, as long as people are going out for tourism and having fun, they will spend dollars upon dollars upon dollars to medicate themselves in the area of entertainment. And yet, if I would dare say, if you found the study of people that were the most depressed across the board, I'll be almost willing to guarantee, I don't have any scientific proof of this, but I'm almost willing to guarantee that you would find the most depressed people in the world in the United States, the people that have are the most blessings, because they always want more.
That's
and
sad.
It just helps us. Isn't it sad? But can't you see that that's true?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, I think it goes back to just like the significance of what Nick had said. It's just like what the enemy meant for evil, God used for good. And it's just like the only thing the enemy has is lies, is accusations. And what you're saying is just like the abundance of the blessings of the Lord is so much is around us that the enemy does all he can to get us turned off of that, turned off of what Jesus Christ has done in your life, what he's done, the blessings. The list is endless, and that's all he can do is try to get you to turn away. And that's like you're saying, that's that choice of just saying, you know, look at all of this. Look who's done this, and turning our eyes back to the one who's worth it, who's worthy of our eyes being continually focused on him.
Yeah. I mean, so many people give up because they're so focused on instant gratification. How does this meet my flesh? How am I satisfied? They can't be entertained. You can't have conversation because folks are constantly in their Facebook and constantly in their phone. They have to be getting updates to what's happening. It's like a constant thing. And the truth is that how can we, you know, grow in life and in God if we can't bear each other's burdens, if we can't have meaningful dialogue, if we can't turn off the noise, if you will, and begin to care about our neighbors, care about the people in our own house, and say, you know what? There's a struggle here. There is an opposition here. I'm going to get outside of self-focus, and I'm going to get focusing on others. I'll never forget, you know, I heard this, that you want to get over something in your life? Take the focus off of yourself and get lost in someone else's life. Get lost in helping others. There is no, you know, no greater remedy, if you will, than to put your eyes on Jesus and on people that are hurting and people that have a lack in their life and those that are struggling by helping them. And you being Jesus' eyes, hands, and feet, believe me, you'll be able to live a rewarding life. And as you're focusing on the needs of others, amazingly, God will focus on your needs, and your needs will be met. Oftentimes, God's house is left desolate because so many times believers are focusing on their own house. And when we put God's house back in perspective and we care about the things that are most important to God, believe me, it's people, because none of this stuff you can take with you. You never see a U-Haul behind a hearse.
No.
The only thing you can take with you when you leave this earth into heaven is souls.
Yeah.
And what we do for others matters. So I want to encourage you. You can be an overcomer. The secret to being an overcomer is that you can do all things through Christ who empowers you and gives you the grace to supernaturally do what you could not do in your own strength. When we are weak, he is strong, and he gives grace to those who are humble. you can be an overcomer today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, you might be listening to the VFN Radio right now and begin to hear what God's doing and how God has touched other people's lives. And then you might be asking yourself, you know, can God really use me? And you might be taking an account and looking back on what you've done in your life and think that God can't. Well, I want to encourage you that you can read stories and read through the transition of how God encountered other people's lives and look into to see what God did. I want to encourage you to read and check out meetmyfather.org. And on the right-hand side of that, you'll see read other testimonies, read other stories, and you can see how God used people just like you to draw people to himself. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
They had a representative from the District of Columbia. They all went to Israel as a, for solidarity.
A lot of people might not know where the District of Columbia is.
Well, educate us, because it's near Washington, D.C. somewhere.
It is Washington, D.C.
There it is. Okay.
I assumed you knew, John.
Right. You assumed wrong. He's,
this is a man with all these degrees. And,
hey.
And last I heard,
I didn't
walking
go to that
on
class.
Water.
I missed that class.
This is our education system. We need help.
I want my money back. No.
Yes. That's why they call it Columbia University. There,
there we go.
Right, right. Okay. Back to.
Back to, yes.
Back. To
the night with
Brother
Israel.
Dan.
The okay, night with Israel.
Oh, how are you doing?
I'm doing
¿Cómo
excellent.
Está?
Estoy bien, ¿y tú?
Muy bien.
Muy bien.
Yeah. ¿Cómo está, El Pato?
Come
yeah.
on, diga.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so getting back to Washington, D.C., District of Columbia.
He got one joke. We're
yeah, that's
we're
good.
We're going to wear that puppy out.
6 years of college,
hey, we're
going
to use that humor. I just want you to know.
That's where's good.
The camera? We're
going to
use that humor
good.
For the next
can y'all make sure
weeks.
We got... Okay, they got that right
okay,
there.
You got it?
Welcome to VFN TV Daily Radio Program.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Talking about revival and great awakening and how we're believing for God to move powerfully in America. And I was abiding, the Lord reminded me about the day of the Lord. You know, the mm-hmm. day of the Lord, the Bible says, he's going to come like a thief. He's going to come like a thief at a time that's unexpected. It's 2 Peter 3:10.
You may think about that, though. You might, I mean, just that's just when you, a thief comes when you don't expect him.
Right. You're not planning.
And it's just like, how could that happen? I just left the house.
Right.
I just left the job. I just left my car. And they come and they take your GPS.
Yeah.
Right? They that's come right. and just take. It just like happens. Like it just happened, didn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
And that's how he's describing that. That's how he's describing his coming. Isn't that something?
It's a suddenly.
You're not going to be all this mental, you know, you're going to have it all mm-mm. figured out like everybody says they do. It's like, it just happened.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to know it happened if you go with him. But you're going to find out after a little bit if you didn't go with him, right?
So true.
The suddenly, man. Whew.
A quick suddenly. You know, we're living in a time where so much prophetic fulfillment. I mean, every year turn around, every day, mm-hmm. we're seeing so many things that are happening that God is doing and God's revealing on the earth today. And it's like this dot connects to this dot, connects to this dot, connects to that dot. And it's like, listen, you need to pay attention. You need to listen. We need to get this because there's going to be a suddenly that's going to happen and God's going to come back. I know you may not have been hearing this, but Jesus is coming back and nobody knows the day or the hour.
Have you ever seen anybody that you're looking at them and a kind of a bright light kind of hit them and all of a sudden you just see their eye just like a little... All of a sudden, it's just like a twinkle just hits their eye and it's gone, like boom.
Mm.
He even says it'll be like the twinkling of an eye
mm-hmm.
that quick.
Yeah.
But man, come quickly, Lord, right?
Wow, yeah.
I'm sorry
yeah.
about that. Talking, I interrupt yeah. you there, but I'm just
no,
like,
it's
like,
awesome.
I'm just getting excited. You getting excited?
Yeah.
I am so ready.
Right?
Listen, I am so Lord, ready. Come right now. I mean,
yeah.
Come
yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. you look at, you know, we've been sharing about George Barna statistics and things he's been sharing. Listen, if only 19% of the church is actually reading the Bible, then you're not being prepared for the day of his coming. You're not being prepared. You don't know. And this is what Jesus said. He said, listen, we're going to live. You're going to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And if you're not abiding, how can you discern the seasons and the times in which we're living in? You have to know. And the Bible also says that whatever can be shaken will be shaken, so that what cannot be shaken will remain. And you're going to see a lot of shaking going on. And not the shaking that you thought.
Yeah, sorry. I wanted to interrupt again. I'm not going to interrupt again because I remember something from my past.
Not the shaking you were thinking about. Not a whole lot of shaking going on. Type of shaking. But there's going to be a shaking. And I'm telling you that if you are not tied down to God, if you're not united with him, if you're not one with him, whatever you've tied yourself to, you're going to shake right along with it. And it's time to cut your confidence if it's misplaced. If it's in people, things, stuff, the economy, my goodness, the government, you got to get, there's no confidence in all this. The only confidence we need to have is in the Lord Jesus Christ himself, so that we can stand in that day. You know, the Bible continues to say that we need to be watchful. We need to be aware. And in Luke, the Word of God says, be dressed, be ready for service, and keep your lamps burning like men waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him.
Mm. It looks like, you know, what you're saying is we have to be constantly alert.
Constantly.
We can't just sit back and just go, whatever, whatever. I mean, keeping your lamp burning. I mean, it sounds like abiding to me that you got to have the oil, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, just... so many people don't even have a flicker going on.
Well, the first thing is you got to be ready. That's the first thing. You got to be ready. You got to get dressed.
In season and out.
In season and out, and you got to be dressed. Remember in the parable that there was a man who didn't have in the wedding garments. He wasn't dressed. So he was out.
Even though he was invited to church.
Oh, yes.
He sat in the front row. When Jesus showed up on the final day, he said, you don't have the garment of salvation on. You're not saved.
You're not saved.
Which means just because you got invited to church and you showed up and you might be teaching in the Sunday school class or whatever, you know, or maybe singing. Maybe you got a talent and you're singing and people are pumped up because they like your talent. It doesn't mean you're saved yet. You're not wearing that garment.
Let me tell you something. We
got to be ready.
We share about this a lot, but I'm telling you that I just had another encounter with someone, and I'm sharing the gospel and just talking, and I just realized, you know, just because someone has religion, you can't confuse religion with relationship.
That's amazing.
I mean, it's like, come on now.
Like,
do you even know this Jesus? You know, what has this come to?
Yeah.
Where the church has been seen as a social institution where you can just come with... oh, yeah, they'll give you school supplies and food. Yeah, it's right. Like, what in the world?
That's right.
Listen.
And crucify you if you don't have some sort of community project.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. It's this whole social outreach, and it's like, listen.
You don't remember Jesus' fair? He had like a fair and a carnival thing going.
No, carnival, is that what that was? I didn't see that in anywhere in the Bible. But then again, if only 19% are actually reading the Bible, then maybe they thought the one was in there, but... it's not. It's not. It's not a social gospel. And listen, it's not, you know, you have to be able to distinguish between religion and relationship. Religion is having a form of godliness and doing, you know, quote unquote, maybe what looks churchy, you know, but it's not God. You need to have a relationship with the Lord, and you need to know. Forget what somebody else tells you. You need to know, like the sky's blue and the grass is green, that you know God and that God knows you. You know what I'm saying? You have to have a knowing because you got to be ready. You got to be dressed with a garment of salvation, and you have to be ready for service. Listen, those that love God want to do something for God. It's the byproduct. When you're in love with God and you have a relationship with the Lord, that overflowing of love causes you to want to say, what can I do for you? Not because doing something for him earns you anything.
It's just out of gratitude, out of a thankful heart. God, what would you want me to do for you? And then he talks about having the burning lamp. And like you were talking about earlier, Greg, it's about having an abiding relationship with the Lord, keeping your lamp full, keeping your lamp bright, and being a guardian and a keeper of the flame. Listen, the Lord is coming back. And I think about in the days of Noah, the Bible says that they didn't even know. They didn't even know that the flood was coming until it actually came. Up until the day Noah entered the ark, they knew nothing.
They dialed him out and thought he was a fool. And he preached, what, for 125 years?
Something like that. Yeah, long time.
Long time.
Long time.
With no converts.
No converts.
But it was all God.
100%.
Yeah.
And up until the very moment, they had no idea that the flood was about to come and take them away. Listen, don't be taken away in the flood. Don't be taken away when things are shaking and going down. Listen, that's not going to be the time to start trying to figure out, where am I in this? You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to be a rapid thing. And you want to know that you're in, that you're not out. And the time is now. Listen, when the Lord comes back, what is he going to find? Is he going to find you dressed and ready and with grape stains on your hands and vineyard dirt under your feet? Or are you going to be found outside with no garments? No garments of salvation. Listen.
Empty lamps.
Yeah.
No trim wicks. Yeah.
Boasting, thinking you got light. You have no light.
Right. And it's so important. I don't mean to interrupt you, but it's not a religious complicated thing. Because what John is talking about, what we always talk about, all you have to do is abide. And you can go to iabide.org and start walking what he's talking about. If you just abide, you're gonna be full of oil. Mm-hmm. You're gonna have a torch burning in your life, and your wick's gonna always be trimmed, and you're walking with God. That's all. It's not something like, oh, I gotta do something. No, right. Just gotta abide, man. Ma'am, you just gotta abide, and that's what he's talking about. Because you think about somebody probably put some religious on you and go, oh, I gotta go do something. Yeah, right. You gotta go hang out with Jesus. It's called abiding.
That's right. And when you hang out with him, you can't help but to fall in love with him, and to give him your life. And not only that, but you look at ways at how you can return this gratitude of love, how you can do something for him. Listen, the time is short. The day of the Lord, he can come back at any moment. Be ready today. Decide today that you're not only going to give him your life 100%, that you're not going to have religion, you're not going to have a form of godliness, but that you want the real deal. You want to know the Lord. And if you know Jesus today, are you in his service? Are you laying it all down? Because when he comes back, you want to be found. You want to be found dressed in salvation and working in the Father's vineyard. That's what it's all about.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
Isn't it so cool? All of our Facebook fans out here and our friends that are just connected and listening all around the world.
Right.
You know, if you haven't yet friended us or liked us, I guess they call it. Right. When you choose like on our Facebook, it just keeps all the posts. If there's a post made about what's an upcoming program, a highlight, something, it just shows up, I guess, on your Facebook. Mm. You can go to VFNTV.com and under areas to follow us, and you can just follow through our Facebook right there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure can.
But it's just really cool. We want to say hello and a shout out to all of our Facebook friends that are out there. It's exciting how the message is going out and the feedback that we're getting. And we want to encourage you not only to go to our Facebook and like us, but once you've done that, you know, share some of these highlights and encourage your fellow brother, your sister, your family member, those people that are in your group of friends that are in your Facebook. So many people need to be encouraged. It's just really, really cool. Also, on your application, right there on your Android or your iPhone or your iPad, they're in the menu choice on the VFNTV app. You have our Facebook right there. You can click there, follow through, and like us.
John, you remember that? Remember that kind of like that little video clip of that guy running during that slow-mo? How did that go?
No.
Like the marathon runner, the guy was like, chick-chick-ah. And it's like showed him running or something. Come on, you're from the 70s. Yeah. I know because that came out right before me, and that was a popular movie.
What did you confuse it, Pat?
What movie was that? It was like Chariots of Fire or something, was a marathon runner.
80s, by the way.
Okay, it was 80s. Okay, right.
But what I will tell you about marathon, okay.
What do you know?
BFN Radio is available on the Marathon Weekend. Steve, you know what that is? That is every weekend, the whole week's radio program are back to back to back. It's the VFN Radio Marathon.
Wow.
So throughout the weekend, you can enjoy all of the great segments, all the great insights, God's news behind the news from Monday through Friday, all on your weekend on a 24-hour loop. I encourage you stay plugged in and enjoy your weekend with the VFN Radio Marathon.